Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. We did get the expected storms early this morning. They dropped general rainfall amounts between a half inch and three quarters of an inch across the area. What's left of the rain should push out by mid-morning. After that, windy and cooler. Expected high only in the lower 70s. It is Wednesday, October 27th. Southwest Airlines pilots cannot stop the company's COVID vaccine mandate. That word from a federal judge. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Southwest Airlines is asking all 60,000 of its employees to get vaccinated in compliance with the White House mandate for federal contractors. But a lot of them, including quite a few pilots, don't want to. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association requested a temporary restraining order, arguing that requiring vaccines violates its contract. But a federal judge just dismissed that request, saying the airline can require all 9,000 of its pilots to get vaccinated. She went on to say that the requirement will make flying safer and more efficient. Employees will have until November 24th to turn in proof they've been vaccinated or request an exemption. The airline has backed off threats to furlough or fire employees who don't get vaccinated. So it's not clear what exactly will happen to workers who don't get the shot by the deadline. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There are now metal detectors at Grand Prairie High School. It's an added layer of security to help keep students safe. Sam Buckmeyer with the Grand Prairie ISD says the campus has seen a recent rash of fights. Students had to wait in long lines to pass through the metal detectors to get on campus, but Buckmeyer says the safety of students and staff outweighs the temporary inconvenience. A child is dead after being hit by a car on a highway in West Fort Worth. More from KRLD's Austin York.
Southbound 820 was shut down at I-30 in Fort Worth for hours following the deadly wreck. Fort Worth police say three children were trying to cross the freeway at 820 in Camp Bowie when an 11-year-old boy was hit by a car and killed. MedStar says a second child suffered minor injuries. The investigation continues. No charges have been filed. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Also in Fort Worth, that gas leak at West 5th and Taylor in the downtown area has been stopped. The gas turned off for a large part of downtown. Those who live at the tower on Taylor Street were evacuated overnight. There are no reports of injuries. That leak happened after a construction crew hit a gas line yesterday afternoon. Tarrant County working on a plan to get kids vaccinated against COVID as soon as possible once the FDA gives final approval to that vaccine. Judge Glenn Whitley is holding a conference call today with school district superintendents to hammer out a plan. Tarrant County Public Health Director Vinnie Tanasia says the county will be getting a good number of shots for that younger age group.
Most of the vaccine, the initial week allocation is coming to Public Health, Cook Children's, JPS, and a few other partner entities. It was based on who placed an order.
And Tanasia says some school districts across the state with robust health programs did place an order for some of those doses. Meanwhile, Texas will get nearly $300 million from Johnson & Johnson as part of a settlement over the way the company marketed some of its opioid painkillers.
Texas joined a multi-state deal with several major pharmaceutical companies this summer Lawsuits had accused the companies of overlooking potentially dangerous numbers of pills ordered at some pharmacies and of downplaying the addictive nature of their opioid painkillers. Johnson & Johnson says it is settling the case without admitting any wrongdoing. Texas will receive $291 million from Johnson & Johnson. The state will also receive up to $1.2 billion from the other three drug companies in the case. Most of the money will go to the Texas Opioid Abatement Fund and will be used to help reduce the number of cases of drug abuse. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Dallas, police have a man locked up this morning charged with assaulting a CVS store clerk in Lake Highlands over the weekend. The attack happened Saturday afternoon at the CVS pharmacy on Skillman near Walnut Hill and Abrams. Investigators say the attack was unprovoked. The 63-year-old employee remains in critical condition. 23-year-old Davion Miles has been charged with aggravated assault. His bail had not been set. In Denton County, deliberations continue today in the murder trial where the defendant insists he acted in self-defense. The update from KRLD's LP Phillips.
In most murder trials, a defendant does not take the stand, but 35-year-old Ryan Matthews of Argyle did. He says the July 2017 shooting of his roommate, Randy Glover, was an act of self-defense, and it's clear by the 6 hours of deliberations some of the jurors are siding with him. Matthews and Glover first got into an argument, then a fight. Matthews said Glover put him in a headlock, and fearing he may not survive, he grabbed a gun, firing a single shot. It hit Glover in the neck. It was Matthews who called 911 and tried to perform CPR until help arrived. Prosecutors say this was not a life-threatening circumstance. They say it's murder. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Following the swearing-in of a new police chief, Mesquite now has a new assistant chief. Mesquite Police promoting 26-year veteran Captain Doug Yates to assistant chief after last week's swearing-in of new police chief David Gill. Yates joins current assistant chief David Faborg, who had served as interim chief since March when Charles Cato resigned. Seven other officers were also promoted to new positions at Mesquite PD. Sports. Mavericks beat Houston last night 116-106. The Dallas Stars host Vegas tonight at 7:30. And World Series Game 1 goes to Atlanta. They beat Houston 6-2. Game 2 is tonight.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.